I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff Joniak.
And it keeps getting better for the Bears defense.
The voice of your Chicago Bears.
Second and six, snap. Blitz is on, pressure, it's picked up. And Wilson hit from behind. Ball is stripped on the sack by Trevathan and forced fumble pile up at the 40-yard line. A vicious defense tonight has turned over the Seahawks. Six sack tonight.
Twitter.com/Jeff Joniak.
Snap. And a little pitch up front. Here's Trey Burton in for the touchdown. The fake. There's the ball deception time. Burton a touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Empty spread. Right to left. Snap back. Here's the throw. Oh! And it's sitting out and picking up. I'm over at 40. I'm over at 30. To the 20. Inside cut on Russell Wilson. Fire! Pick six. Goodbye, Prince of Okamura.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
A victory formation for Mitch Trubisky. Home win number one for the 2018 Bears. 24-17 over the Seattle Seahawks.
You have got to be kidding me. Fade to black.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Jeff Joniak is the voice of the Bears, and it's getting to that point, Jeff, where it's time to start digging into the coverage. We've been talking about it all week. Can't wait tonight. Bears Unleashed, 9 o'clock on Fox. Our buddy Gabe Ramirez works over here at B96. We see him in the morning. He is with Shea Pepler and Brittany Payton and Corey Wooten. I saw them before. They talked about Kaepernick. I couldn't believe it. It was like a roundtable stuff. It's good to get into meaty stories like that. And it's also great to get ready for a Bears game. And the game, of course, the pregame starts at noon on News Radio 780. And, of course, 105.9 on the FM dial. And the Bears, what time do they kick off? Is it 3:20?
3:25.
3:25. Okay.
Hey, so, Jeff.
We can watch the, I believe if Cubs Sox is on at 1:10, something like that. We can watch that and we can see Hawks last game and then have a tearful moment before we tune in, Jeff. Perfect.
That sounds like a perfect Sunday. And then just whatever your flavor is for Cubs Sox, you know, maybe you'll be happy about that outcome one way or another. And then watch the Bears
doubt it.
Tail in Arizona. That'd be great.
Given my flavor, I doubt it, but thanks for suggesting it. I'll be as sad as Hawk, sadly. All right, buddy. So let's talk about what we've seen thus far. You know, Bigsy does a real good job of breaking down some of the sack attack. I think that's the stuff that gets the Bear fans riled up. And certainly the crowd was going crazy at Soldier Field. And you see the number of sacks. You see Khalil Mack and the influence he's having on the entirety of that team, the entirety of that defense. You got to feel awful good about what we're seeing to open this season.
Very much so. It's a bit of a feeding frenzy up front right now. I think the presence of Mack, and more you spend time in the locker room and talk to guys or interview guys or just, you know, chit-chat, I think we're almost understating his impact on this team at the moment. His presence was significant the moment he walked in there. It's what I keep hearing back from guys, and they literally break into a smile when they start talking about Khalil Mack. They thought they were good before he got there, and now they think big with him there. And I think that's the big delineation right now with his arrival. But, you know, he's going to require at least two, sometimes three guys dealing with him. Sometimes somebody's going to be brazen enough and have him, you know, try to deal with him one-on-one. But there are going to be opportunities for guys, and I think they feel it.
Jeff, one of the things I think even I've overlooked this week and kind of looking at this game and anticipating how the Bears should win this game is the Cardinal defense. I think Steve Wilks' influence on this defense could be really – you've already seen it in two games. I mean, Carolina and the Cardinals were the two top blitzing teams in the league last year. Steve Wilks was the Panthers' defensive coordinator. He's now in Arizona. This is a very good defense potentially, Chandler Jones, Patrick Peterson, they are very good players. How will the Bears combat that?
Hello?
How will the Bears combat that if they come after them, you know, with the blitz?
Oh, well, they have to prepare for every level of it because they'll come from every direction. Yes, you are correct. They were the top two teams blitzing in the NFL last season. And right now the Cardinals, I believe, have blitzed 47 times already this season. That's second most in the league. So they are blitzing, and they're going to come from every level. So you just got to have your head screwed on right. You have to have everything locked up. You got to know your protections 100%. And be prepared for it. They've watched plenty of tape on what Steve did with Carolina and what they're doing now with Al Holcomb as their defensive coordinator. But they do have good defensive players. They have guys you circle and you got to be aware of. One of them is defensive tackle Robert Ndiche. He's starting to play like his potential says he should. He's got a very athletic frame. He's very quick. If you go back to last season, he started to feel it at the end of the year, and they're letting him be him. He's a bit of a character, and he does his own thing off the field, and he's got other interests, but he's starting to play with a little power up front and a little more pass rush pocketing, packet-breaking presence up there up front. So, and then, you know, honestly, it's almost my mistake this week in all the different platforms we're doing stuff previewing this game. Very rarely have I talked about Chandler Jones, but nobody's created more negative plays in the last 2 years in the NFL than Chandler Jones, and he's the sack leader a year ago with 17. So they got to block him. Up front's got to be good.
Bears should have taken him. At any rate, you remember that? I won't get into
yes.
it, but they should have.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, but at any rate, the fun thing for you, I would imagine, is that you get to your touchdown call early. They yeah. score on the opening drive each of the first two games. That says something about the script, about the plan, about getting in and getting it done early and taking a lead, and things that we haven't seen around the Bears. I mean, as much as people talk about why isn't the offense clicking more, it's kind of a work in progress. The script is working, my friend.
It very much is, and the real good teams, the script does work offensively with those first 15. So if you can squeeze out two drives in that and get on the board with two scores, whether it be 10 or 14 points, hey, it's how the Green Bay Packers typically beat the Bears. They jump out in front, and then they get a touch. They get another possession right before the half. They get another touchdown, get a 2-for-1, and get the kickoff to start the second half. That's the perfect scenario. But this game is all about adjustment. So you have to adjust, and you have to work off the script, and you know, it then becomes situational football. First down efficiency, third down conversion, whatever level it may be, short, intermediate, or long, and red zone opportunities. So that's where you have to win, and that's where you get paid your big money in this league.
This segment with Jeff Joniak is brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. Jeff, the guy who gets a little bit overlooked so far in two games on the defensive line, Leonard Floyd, is a guy who faced great expectations coming into the season. He's been wearing a club that gets replaced this weekend. How big of a factor do you think that has been, and what kind of difference might you see Sunday?
You know, you can't just dismiss the fact that he had that thing on. You can't use your hand to grip. So did that affect his ability to rush the passer? Did it affect his ability to have, you know, as a pass rusher, you just can't race the edge. You got to have multiple moves. And you have to, hang on, my alarm's going off here. All right, sorry. So you have to have multiple moves. You got to have a plan, and maybe that plan was diffused a little bit by not being able to really ultimately use that hand the way he should. So, yes, in theory, it should allow him to create more of a grip, and I think that'll alleviate any concerns he may have had about it. He dismissed the whole thing as not being a big deal because he did do it in college. He did have to wear it at Georgia, and he was able to make some plays. I even watched some of those plays on tape. So I can only think the best is yet to come for Leonard Floyd, and I bet he is just hungry to unleash his own moves and get to the quarterback and be able to beat an offensive lineman with his hands as well as his feet.
Is it wrong that I am going to be keeping a close eye on the number of carries Jordan Howard has this week, and I want it to be, I don't know, I wouldn't mind 25. I doubt he'll see it, but, I mean, 14 doesn't seem like enough.
No, and I Matt Nagy agrees with you. Mm-hmm. He agrees with you and came out and said it. So he is a rhythm back, too. He's a lather back, and so you do have to feed that beast. And unfortunately, you know, in the NFL, and there are coaches that believe this is where you, you know, if you want to get your 10 to 12 to 14 carries, then we'll get you the other 10 in the 4-minute offense when we're trying to put the game away. And, you know, that's kind of the deal here, I think, with the Bears offense at the moment. That's the system is going to be something like that, you know. But at the same time, how did Kareem Hunt get as many carries as he did in Kansas City last year and lead the NFL in rushing? So I think it's going to be a growing process with the entire offense here. We don't really know what it's going to be. It's only two games. It's only been, you know, 129 plays or whatever. So let's just let it grow, let it mature, and let's find out where this thing goes. But he definitely is a back you want to have the ball in his hands. And, you know, in this offense, the short game, too, is almost like a long handoff. So out of the backfield, you almost have to count that time or two. But the pure runs between the tackles, the outside perimeter, you know, sweeps, I'd like to see that, too.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
We'll be listening.
Take care.
All right, fellas. Thank you. Have a great one.
That is our guy, Jeff Joniak, heading to Glendale to get the Bears a victory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.